Okay, I'm at Ian Gimmel. I'm at David Bottom. Go for it. We're going to discuss now what's going to be a mineral size growth. Kufa, we already saw the statement before. Omer Bav. Bav says, Ein mavoi niten. Nita balechi vikora. Why is it important to know a mavoi? Because a mavoi, we have a certain heter with it. Normally, we have to, in order to make a mechitza, the less mechitza you need, in order that you could make it into what we call rishusa yachid, even though in the Torah we already learned that these things are not Rishus HaRabim, but the Chachamim will go to over here. But in Mavoi we have a heter that the only thing you need in Mavoi is a lechi, which is a pole by its side, or a kor, which is a pole on top. There's enough to make a heker that you could use a Mavoi, a dead end or something. So Rav says, "En Mavoi nite belechi de kor, a Mavoi that we could be matur the lech kor," we're turning to Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Until there is houses, mashma plural, and chateros plural, that are opened into its midst. So a minimal mavi would have two houses into two chateros that are opened into its midst. Shmuel Omer, afilu bayit echad v'chatzer echad, even if it's one house that is flush with the mavi, and one chatzer with it. So we have a picture in the book, page 240. So you come over here, it's nice and simple. There's one chatzer with one house, and the other one over there, I mean, he's much, much more makel than Rav. Rav is two houses with the chatzer, and another two houses in the chatzer would make it. So he's arguing on Rav. Rabbi Yochanan, Omefilu Chorva. You don't even need a house on it, you need one house with a chatzer. And on the other side, it doesn't have to be a house, it could just be a room. So something over there. Amalei Baile Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yochanan, Afilu Shvil Shel Kramim. Is it that you just need a room, or you just need something over there on the other side of the Mavoi? How about even a path going through the vineyards? Is that enough to make it a Mavoi? Omer Rav Yochanan, Amalei Lo Omer Rav Yochanan Ele Bechorva. He says, at least the chorv you need the chazi l'dira. That's something that's fitting to live in. Aval shvir shel kramim, to lo chazi l'dira, lo. It doesn't make a mavoi. So we have over here a machloket, what's the minimal size of a mavoi? Vashi. Now, this first vashi is really what we learned yesterday, that brought down the whole sugya. We had the case yesterday that Rav, let's just get back to it, Rav learned in Mishnah that you cannot have psuchot between the chatzeros. Why? So we're wondering, why is it that you can't have psuchot? So Rashi, we finally bring down over here, but he holds that if they're opened up into each other, the different chatzeros, the mavoi, it's not going to be a mavoi. It won't make it into a mavoi. So mavoi has to have at least two chatzeros. And if they're all attached, they all become one. This Vashi is just going on what we said yesterday. We'll just see it quickly. Batim lechatzeros besuchim usochom. Batim lechatzeros shnei batim lechol chatzer. It's plural. You need two houses for each chatzer. Ushnei chatzeros l'mavoi and two chatzeros l'mavoi. V'in akevan dekulam besuchim zulazu. This was yesterday. Since they're all open to each other, in the case where the chatzeros were open to each other, that was picture 239. Each chatzer has an opening going into each other, you see over there. In that case, that's not good enough for Rav. Why? But since they're all open into each other, the Rovas Yachad, Derek Pesachim, since they are all mixed together through their Pesachs, and we're arguing them, Chada Chashivu, it's considered one. And the minimal requirement for a Mavo is to have two Chatzeros. But if they're all open up into one, they're all mixed together, they're all considered one. And we saw the Sephora yesterday that was brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Lately, Levav had the Tanya Le'el, Abu, Beno, Mavo, Shalahem, Nita, Belechi, Vikar. What we had earlier, that a father and his son, they don't need, they could be in a Malvut here, they could have a Lechi Bekor, just if it's the father's son. He doesn't hold to that, that's clear. There's a long toast for over here we're not going to go into on why that Vashi says it cannot be that Vav holds the case above of Av Beno Malvut Shalahem Nita Belechi Bekor. To call Hekat the Lopoy Leo Ruve, So again, we discussed this yesterday. If they're open up to each other, it doesn't make it into a mavoi because you need two chatzeres, and when the chatzeres are open up to each other, it's considered one. Shmuel said, "Bayit echad v'chatzer echad, bayit b'lo chatzer, v'chatzer she bayit acher p'tuach la." Meaning one house is without the chatzer, it's flush on the alley, and the other chatzer has one house into it. So it's to another aspect of it. See, also you don't have to have two houses in the chatzer. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afilu chorva mikan." If one side has a rune in it, the chatzer mikan, and the other side is a chatzer, the chatzer below by it. And of course, the chatzer, there's no such thing as a chatzer without a house. It's just an open area. So we're dealing with he's more makel over here. So we want to know how makel can Rabbi Yochanan go. I asked, maybe if you shvil shok vamim, petuach l'mavoy, a path that leads up and is open into the mavoy, mikan b'chatzer l'chan, and on the other side is a chatzer. And we say no, that it has to at least be chazi l'dira. And even though a ruin is no one's living in it, but at least there's part of a roof, there's some kind of structure that's over there that's possible. It's roi l'dira. But a shvil shok vamim is still chazi l'dira lo. Okay, on Rabbi Yochanan now. Rabbi Yochanan's din is the most makel on how the minimal size of mavoi. One side is a house, the other side is a ruin. That's enough. Omer Rav Huna bar Chinina, the Azda Rabbi Yochanan letame. Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his shita. We find another case of Rabbi Yochanan, and this is exactly the same shita over there. The Tanan. It's a Mishnah that we've quoted numerous times. It's a Mishnah in Parak Gagos. There's a machloket on page Peitet. There's a machloket on rooftops. Right? We know with chatzeros, if I have my little chatzer and my friends have the little chatzer, unless we make an air between them, it's going to be us to go from one rishus to the other. What about the gagot on top? What about the different, from my house to the chatzer? Let me just make that a little clear over there. In the case of the gagos, we have different types of properties. See the Mishnah. Echad gagos ve'echad kafifos ve'echad chatzeros v'shus echadim. Rabbi Shimon holds that rooftops, kafifos, these are the enclosed areas that are not for a deer, and chatzeros, they're considered one reshut. Chachamim hold all different reshuts, and you can't go from one to the other. Rabbi Shimon holds that you could go from one to the other. All one reshut over here. L'keilim sheshachtu l'tokom. On Shabbos, when Shabbos starts, if on my rooftop I left certain things on it, I can travel to other people's rooftops. Below l'keilim sheshachtu l'tokom. But something inside my house, I cannot bring to someone else's. Rashi. Echad gadlos. Kulam reshus echad. They're all considered one reshus to move the kelim that was in one kag to another kag. We don't say that just like the houses are split up below, so too they are split up above. The kelim sheshafte bechatzer zum otsim lechaverta. Rather, we say that one that's in one chatzer, you can bring to the other chatzer. This is a machloket that we're going to have later on. We discussed this. In the case with Rabbi Eliezer the Mila, right? When you had the, you forgot the equipment for the Mila, can you bring them through the chatzeros and the gagos? Tekein lekarpeth, tekein lekhatzer, or lekarpeth minigad, you could go back and forth molding. Ho'el vekulam reshus she'enu direhi, since they're all properties that aren't, you're not living in, tein tzarek la'arif lekhatzer lekhatzer, and you don't have to be what are we worried about from chatzah lechatzah? The main problem is we're worried that I might take things out of my house and bring it to someone else's chatzah. So that's the problem. Normally, let's say my chatzah is attached to Yosef's chatzah, two separate chatzahs. If So according to the din over here, that from anything that's left in my chatzar on Shabbos, we can bring from chatzar to chatzar. The problem is if there's no air for something for me to take something out of my house and bring it into Yosef's chatzar. But the things in the chatzar itself, there's absolutely no problem. That's the din of Rabbi Shimon, that everything is considered one rishus and not rishus for deer, and therefore we can transfer from among them. V'yomer Rav, and Rav says, Allah is like Rabbi Shimon. Rav says, Allah is like Rabbi Shimon. V'hu shalo eruv, as long as you didn't make an eruv. Why? Because what are we worried about again? We're worried that I might take something from my house and bring it to somewhere where it can't go. But, aval eruv, if we make an eruv already, now I can take from my house and bring it into the chatzer, we're worried that I might take something from my chatzer and bring it into someone else's rishus. Normally when I didn't make an Erev and I'm not going to take anything from my house to my chatzer, fine. Because today, that's Rabbi Shimon's din. I can take from chatzer to chatzer. So we have halakha for Rabbi Shimon, but who shall Erev? As long as he didn't make an Erev. Aval Erevo, kashvina dil ma'ati lefuki ma'ani debatim lechatzer. We make a gezeiver that perhaps I'll take something out from my house. Ma'ani is my kelim. From my house to the chatzer. Vashi. Halakha Rabbi Shimon, shechatzeres matziyim mizul lezubaloyer. We all halakha like Rabbi Shimon, that I can move from chatzer to chatzer anything that's in the chatzeres. But dafka, if I didn't make an eruv. Vushaloyer. B'nei chatzeres, kol echad li'atzmon. As long as no one made an eruv. V'yatz lehotzim in avatzim lechatzer. Therefore, it's us for me to take something from within my house to the chatzer. Dikeban di'ein mitzoyim kaliya bayit bechatzer. Since the things from my house are not going to be now in the chatzer, we're not worried that I might take something from my house and put it in someone else's chatzer. Since there's no Erev, I'm never going to take anything up from my house in the first place. So we're not worried, and we don't make the gezeira. Sorry, we do have a gezeira. Deal ma'at lefuki mani levayit lechatzer. Vashi deal ma'at lefuki mani levayitim. The lechatzer zu lechatzer cher. So the halacha of Rabbi Shimon that all chatzeros and rooftops and enclosed areas, I could travel between them as long as I didn't have an eruv up. But if I put an eruv up and I can now bring things from my house, we're worried that I'll bring something from my house into the chatzer, and now from my chatzer into another chatzer. And that's a problem. So Omer Rav, halacha Rabbi Shimon, v'u shalo eruv, aval eruv gazvina dilma'ati lepuki mani lebayit lechatzer. It doesn't make a difference if you made an eruv or not, because we're not going to make the gezeira that I might bring something from my house to the other person's house. And this is what Rabbi Yochanan has says. So what do we see from Rabbi Yochanan? That he holds it doesn't make a difference if you have an eruv or not. Lo gazrina dilma'ati lefuki ma'ani debatim lechatzer. We're not worried that I'll take something from my house, put it in my chatzah, and take something from my chatzah, and put it in someone else's chatzah. We're not worried about it. We're not going to make a gezeira. I could either, everybody holds, you could take from the chatzah to the chatzah. It's just that Bob says that if I have an eruv up, I might take from my house to the chatzah, and then from my chatzah to someone else's chatzah. And that would be a problem. We make a gezeira that if I have an eruv, I can't move from chatzah to chatzah. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold to this gezeira. He doesn't make this gezeira that I might take from my house and bring it to the chatzah, and therefore my chatzah to someone else's. So therefore, hachanami, in the case of the mavoid, lo gazrina dilma ati lefuki mani techatzah lechorva. We're not worried that I might take something from that the proper house, from its chatzah into the mavoid, and now into the chorva. We don't make this gezeira over here. Therefore, it's enough that a mavoid to make a proper mavoid, one house, and on the other side, a chorva. Rashi. We're not making a gezeira that perhaps I'll bring something out from the chatz to the charva. Derek to malvoy. It's a different mishus. Sheish la bali. Okay, that's what Rashi's saying. That's all Rabbi Yochanan lishitaso. I bring down a different point over here. That umavoy shalom nishtafo. It's talking about a malvoy that we didn't make a shitufin. Why? You did not have to make a shituf over here. Shari Eino Oseret. There's no one to us in the Malvoy. Why do we make a shituf in the Malvoy when there's different houses going into it? Over here, there's only one house on one side, and the other side's a Chorva. even though it's roi l'dira, but there's not diurim there. Therefore, there's no one that's going to be osir. That's the way the Bitfar explains this Rashi over here. That even though there's no one to osir over here, kiditanya le'ab apirkan, einu osir ela makom dira. It says, einu osir ela makom dira bilvad, hayenu makom pita, or makom linas, where someone's actually living in, is where you could osir. So that's all clear. We have a three-way machloket on the minimal size. Malvi Rav says you need two chatzeras that have two houses that open up into it. Shmuel says you still need two living spaces, but one side is a chatzer, the other side could just be flush into it. There's a picture of Shmuel at the bottom of the page. And Rabbi Yochanan would hold, you don't even have to have a house over here. Very minimal. You have the alleyway, a house into a chatzer, and a ruin over here. That's fine, and that's Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaso, because we're not afraid we'll bring from this chatzer into the Mavoi, into the Mavoi, into the Chorva. We don't make that gezeira. Therefore, it's fine. He holds that's the minimum. Therefore, you only need, why is this important to know? Because in the alleyway, the only thing you need is a little hekker, a little lechi on the side or a kor on the buff to remind you that you don't leave the Mavoi into the Vishus of Avim. It's a very minimal hekker or mechitza, according to others. Okay, period. Now we're going to go to Shitas Shmuel. Shitas Shmuel in that machloket, again, is just one house, and then the other side is a the chatzer with the house on one side, and the chatzer and the house flush to the alley on the other side. Okay. Yati Bebruna. Bebruna was sitting. He said, this halacha, the halacha of what is the size from Avay, Vav Shita, Shmuel Shita, Rabbi Yochanan Shita, Omele Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, who was a Kosh of a Mor, was over there. He said to him, Barbe Vav, you know, Yeshiva Bachar, student over here, Omele Shmuel Hachi, did you really hear Shmuel say that, or you just inferred from Shmuel? Shmuel said such a din that you only need one house in a chutz and the other house flush to it. Omele, yes, I heard it from Shmuel himself. Omele, achagi leyeshpite. Show me where Shmuel lives. You couldn't believe that Shmuel said this. He says, I gotta go to the boss's house right now and discuss this with him. Achagi le. He shows him where Shmuel lives. I guess this is nice that Shmuel was accessible. You hear this? Where's the Rav live? And he goes straight to the Rav and discusses to him. After the command of Shmuel, he comes before Shmuel, and of course Shmuel is the Dayan, he's the Gadol, and with a lot of covered. Omele, Ome Marahachi. And this is how one should speak to a Rav also. We see the and the Derech Agav in these conversations. Is this what the master said? He didn't come in, you know, with all his wires and everything. He's first clarifying it. Is this what the master said, that you could have just one house flush to it and the other, and the cut from the other house? Amalei, in. Yes. Clarify it first. I don't know if that goes on today. I've seen people just like barge in. How did the Rav say this? First ask, did the Rav really say this? It's first Derek Eretz. Oh. So now he asks this question. Ah, Bahamar, the master. But didn't you say in another place, we have a special din of in Hilchos Eruvin that we don't go away from the Lashon of the Mishnah. Rashi early on page Samach Vav explains to us, we're not mechanis dinim to add kulas in Eruvin. If the Mishnah has a certain mashmot to it, we don't change the mashmot, special din with Eruvin. Didn't Mara say this already with Eruvin, that we keep the Lashon of the Mishnah? And our Mishnah that we had, we could see on the page of Ayin Gimel Amid Bey, the end of the Mishnah over there, it says, Shamavoy l'chatzeros k'chatzel levatim, that a mavoy to chatzeros is plural. The simple Lashon of the Mishnah is a mavoy to chatzeros is like the chatz to the batim. So we see from over here that a mavoi to its chatzeros, to the chatzeros, to the minimum of two, you need two chatzers opening up to it. And yet Mar says, you don't need two chatzers, remember? Shmuel holds that one house flush to the mavoi is enough. And yet the pashtus, the lashon of the Mishnah, is chatzeros. He said this to Mar. Ishtik. He was quiet. No, he took him away. He's right. The mashmo said he got him over here. The question is now, kablamine or lo kablamine? Did Shmuel change his shita? He was mekabel from Reb Eliezer that the postures of the Mishnah is that you have to have two chatzeros. Or lo kol mine, or he wasn't mekabel to it. That even though he was quiet, he heard the question, but he didn't retract his shita. So this case over here, we're just going to see the beginning of it. We're going to have a case over here in Amud Bey. We're going to elaborate on it. Tashma. Hahu mavo. You had a mavo. You had an alleyway. Tahavi dari bei avut. A person by the name of Avut Bar-Yi, he was living in it. Avud lei lachya. He had it. It seems to be the exact same mavo that we had over here. One side had a chasa with the house, and the other side had a house flush to it. Pishar lei Shmuel. And Shmuel permitted it. And of course, the case would only be good after this instance with Reb Eliezer. And we see Shmuel permitted it. So we see from our Gemara over here a case where Shmuel, even though he asked the question, he wasn't accepting it. He didn't accept it. Even though we'll see on Amud Bey tomorrow that it's not going to be so. We'll add more details to the case. But right now we see a Maisa Shahaya, that the exact case, and Shmuel still mocked it. Rashi. Vahashemaita, he was discussing this halacha. This was the student Rebbe Vav Bruna. Yomer Shmuel Eila, Fila Bayit V'Chatzer. That he said with Shmuel that you only need just one house open to it in the Chatzer. So when Rebbe Elazar heard this, he says, Achvili Hashbize, show me where he lives. The Azbi Hashem and the Shmuel. I want to ask this to Shmuel himself. And he asked him, and he says, you know, the Stam Mishnah, the Lashon of the Mishnah, Shamavri L'Chatzeros, it's plural. Daikinan Lishna the Chatzeros, below Chatzer. If you want to be Medai from the Mishnah, it's Chatzeros, and not Chatzer. And you say that you can't change the Lashon of the Mishnah. Kabul Mine? Did Shmuel Kabul Mine Shmuel Vahadabe Lagavi Vav? Elo? Or maybe not? Did Shmuel finally hold like Vav that you need two Chatzeros or not? So we brought a Maisa Shahaya that seems to be that Shmuel was not Mekabel from it. We'll see tomorrow on what the case was.